Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Good News in the Morning is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and has been broadcast weekly since 1999. Do visit our website, gncm.ca. Here, you will find podcasts of the programs and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide. They appreciate and need your regular prayers. Our heartfelt thanks to all those who support us financially. And now, here is today's presentation.
Good morning. I'm your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. As we begin today, my prayer is that the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ would encourage and strengthen you. And I'd like to thank today's sponsor. Today's sponsor is Will's Transfer Limited. Will's Transfer has been serving the warehousing and logistical needs of Ontario and Western Quebec since 1945. At Will's Transfer Limited, we value the good news of the gospel being shared weekly on this radio station and by podcast around the world. We are delighted to support Good News Christian Ministries. We believe that people matter, and hearing the good news of salvation will bring all of us a blessing. We believe people will be encouraged to do the right thing and live in honesty, integrity, and fairness, Christian values we believe in. And I do thank Will's Transfer Limited. They are a company which has been supporting the Christian ministries within the Ottawa area for a very long time. Thank you for your sponsorship today. Today, as this broadcast goes to air, it's a little more than a week till Christmas Day, and it's a season full of so many wonderful blessings. And the theme that I want to speak about today is the theme of coming to worship Jesus Christ the Lord. And so I'm going to read to you from the Gospel of Matthew concerning the birth of Jesus, the story of the wise men, which I mentioned last week. And this is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." The worship of Jesus. The worship of Jesus, of course, began before time began. The worship of Jesus has been conducted by angels and heavenly beings from time immemorial. The worship of God, the triune God, has been the worship of Adam and his descendants whenever they've called on the name of the Lord. The worship of Jesus, though, in the manger in Bethlehem, is the beginning of a new chapter that is glorious to behold. And let's take a look at that in a few moments. We'll take a look at it in some detail after we hear a hymn of celebration, a carol known to many people, Joy to the World, as sung by Francesca Battistelli from her Christmas album. As we consider the birth of Jesus and the worship that the wise men brought to him, we see two different kinds of worship, I think. For when they arrive in Jerusalem, they expect to pay honor to a king. But having been told by the scriptures about the birth of the promised heir of David, and entering into the room where Mary and the child are, they are overcome. They are offering gifts that don't represent just kingship, but represent the revelation that Jesus is both priest and sacrifice and king, that he is more than just an earthly king, and they worship him there. They offer him their hearts. They come to Israel guided by a star, as no good follower of God should do. And yet when they leave Bethlehem, they are guided by an angel, leading them as though in the way that God wants them to go. It's a beautiful story of conversion, in fact, that even the child in the manger is able to affect on people through the work of the Holy Spirit and the work of his Father in heaven. They worship him. And that's what Christmas is about. It's worshiping Jesus. In our church, we have so many wonderful opportunities that we fill the season with. We've had a carol service where we sing familiar carols, and people just love to hear the old carols and to hear a few new ones, to hear a quartet or a chorus sing some beautiful arrangements of those familiar tunes. To open their mouths and sing them out loud, people still go to door-to-door caroling. It is wonderful to enjoy those songs. But each of those songs is written to cause us to worship or to help us as we worship. And to sing those songs, Joy to the World, O Little Town of Bethlehem, Silent Night, Holy Night, to sing those songs and not worship is to miss so much. For in worshiping Jesus, in worshiping the living God, we find that these are more than just pretty pictures, pretty images put in music and text. They are the truth of our lives being held in the hands of God to worship. The worshipers in that first Christmas, whatever day of the year it happened upon, the worshipers were a strange lot, weren't they? Shepherds in from the fields, rough characters and farmers. The townspeople who were woken by the shepherds, it must have been a job, crowd control, for Joseph to keep Mary and the baby in some semblance of peace while so many people gathered, curious about what was happening. It was an odd mix to add these wise men from the east. And I don't know when they arrived. Many people suggest they arrived a year or so later. And that is given or suggested by the fact that Herod, when he went to kill the child, wanted to kill any children 2 years of age or younger. But there's really no indication of exactly when the Magi started their journey, whether it started when Jesus was born and they arrived sometime later, or whether God guided them there to be in Bethlehem while Joseph and Mary were still filling out or participating in the census that they had to be in. At any rate, they did go and worship him. And ordinary people and high-born people all are brought to the feet of Jesus to worship. This Christmas, how are you worshiping Jesus? Have you been to a carol service yet? Have you turned on some Christmas music, some real Christmas music, not the Santa Claus stuff, but the Jesus stuff, and spent some time just giving thanks to God for the glory of his Son and the love that he's shown us in Jesus Christ? Have you gone to a blue Christmas service? This is one thing that I've seen a number of churches do. And sometime just before Christmas, a quiet, somber evening. For those who have been going through a difficult year and find the joy of Christmas a little bit hard to experience, the fact that Jesus came not simply to cause laughter and joy of that kind, he also came to comfort the afflicted. And a blue Christmas or a longest night service often expresses that opportunity to worship God even in the low places of life. Perhaps you're planning on going to a Christmas Eve service early in the evening when the kids can all be part of a pageant, or later in the evening when a candlelit communion service will be celebrated. Or perhaps like us in Rockland, you're also going to a Christmas party on Christmas morning to have birthday cake for Jesus and to celebrate in carols and thanksgiving for all the blessings of Christmas Day. In any event and in every event, I pray that you will be able to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to speak a little bit more about what worship can look like and what it can mean in your heart as we continue on. But here is a question asked by Carolyn Ahrens in song, asking whether you can come to Jesus or, as she puts it, is Bethlehem too far away?
If we close our eyes, can we see the star? Can we find our path in its light? And if we are still, tell me, Bethlehem too far away.
It's hard to summarize what worship can be and what worship is, because for the heart filled with the love of Jesus, every moment of life is worship. But I think it's easiest to speak about worship as first and foremost thanksgiving. As you enjoy, as so many of us enjoy the gathering of family, and we see how beautiful it is, as the song says, when there's love at home. And we're able to look around and see the children playing, to be able to see the elderly folks relaxing and enjoying the Christmas season. Even as we remember joys from the past with a bit of sadness and regret because they're missing, we can give thanks to God. We can, in the midst of all the bustle, just say thank you, Jesus, for the good things that we see around us. We can say thank you, Jesus, for the memories that fill our hearts with such mixed emotions. We can say thank you, Jesus, in the midst of life's vicissitudes, and we can look forward to the hope that we have in Christ, knowing that Jesus will wipe every tear away and that he will fill our mouths again with laughter. To give thanks to God, to be able to count our blessings, is so much a part of worship, because it acknowledges God as the provider of all good things. It acknowledges God as our help and sustainer. It acknowledges God as our comfort and our hope. Thanksgiving is so much a part of worship. And so I do hope that as you gather with others to worship, as you worship at home, as you worship in the midst of the music of shopping malls, that you will be able to give thanks for the blessings you see around you. I sometimes would add to that, because I do have my darker moments, a fair number of them, I might add, when I thank God that life will not always be adorned with some of the tragedies that we read about and experience in our lives, that these things will be set right and all things will be restored by Jesus. We can give thanks at all times. We can give praise to Jesus. And I think that for most of us, we come to the place of praise after we've given thanks. It's often said that we should give praise first, because praise is about who God is. But haven't we learned about who God is from the wonderful things he's done for us? We've learned about his faithfulness by experiencing years and years of his constancy. We've learned about his love by the way he sent his son and the way that he has helped us along the way. We have learned about his holiness. We've learned about his creative power by enjoying the creation that he's given us. We have learned to praise him in the many things that we found to be thankful for. For it's out of his character and out of his being that he has done these things. For God is love. And I praise God that he is love. I praise God that he is great. I praise God that he is good and that he is faithful. And yet all of this praise is rooted in his faithfulness to us, in his acts of grace and mercy to us. And I do hope that as you praise, as you sing words of praise, that your heart will be warmed and lifted by the wonderful praise of knowing him and seeing him in his glory. we can also worship God as we serve. Because when we recognize that God is worthy of being obeyed, and we recognize that His commands teach us to love one another, to bless our neighbors, to help the needy, to encourage the downhearted, when we are recognizing that God deserves each moment of our time to do good and to show kindness and to do justice and to love, this is worship of God, saying He's worthy of every moment of my life being dedicated to His goodness. So service is a part of praising Him. But I'd like to point to one further thing, and it's an opportunity that you have this Christmas and every week, every day of the year, and that is that worship so often should be involving gathering together with other worshipers. The stable, as I say, may have been a crowded place, but it was right that people should worship together, that they should rejoice in the joy of others, that they should be moved by the experience of others, that they should encourage each other and lift one another up, that they should love one another because God has loved them. To gather together in worship is to not be alone, is to learn things that you wouldn't learn otherwise. Sometimes the lessons of being in a church can be tough lessons because people come to church in all states of being. Some people come thinking they've got it all together and acting proud and high on their high horse. Other people come to church broken down and needing support. Some people come in sweet and light, and some people, I will grant, come in miserable. But in all this gathering together, and we see how broadly God has loved people, rich and poor, from every country, every corner of the earth, that God has shown this love to so many different people, the good and the bad and the ugly. God has blessed us with this company of fellow travelers, some of whom are doing better than us and some of whom are doing worse. And we dare not judge and condemn one another as we gather in worship. Instead, just rejoice that God loves all of us and will continue the work He's begun in each one of us. This we learn when we gather to worship. And so the hymns always say, come and worship, come and worship. Worship Christ, the newborn King. Let's pray to our Lord. Almighty God, we pray that You will bless us and strengthen us in Your work and in Your word, that we would be able to worship You, yes, alone in our homes, but also together with others, to encourage and be encouraged, to worship You as the body of Christ, loving You and loving one another. Lord, help us to worship You every moment of every day as sons and daughters of the living God, as brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, as people saved and found and given new life. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we conclude today, I do hope you'll listen to Bruce Coburn's rendition of Go Tell It on the Mountain, and perhaps inspired by this, you also will tell others of the great love of Jesus Christ. And once again, thank you to Wills Transfer Limited for their sponsorship of this program and for all the good they do in the Christian community here in the Ottawa area. God bless you, and Merry Christmas to all.
Thank you for tuning in. If you have been blessed and encouraged, do tell your friends about this program. Feel free to send in questions and comments via the website. And be sure to share your good news if you have come to faith through listening. But the program on its own is not enough. Don't forget to join other Christians in worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. We so appreciate the donations which we depend on to keep us on the air week by week. We invite individuals, companies to donate any amount, anytime, or to sponsor our programs on an annual basis. Please donate via our website or make a check out to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to 96 Pheasant Run Drive, Ottawa, Ontario, K2J2R5, Canada. Be part of the movement that is affecting lives worldwide. May you come to know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deeply within your heart, and may you feel our Heavenly Father surrounding you with His constant, abiding, accompanying love.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.